The title of my message is, What is the Light of Your Life? And, you know, it's kind of a hook on to that. Will it last? Will it last? Jesus should be the light of our life. That's the specific purpose of me giving this message right now. Jesus should be the light of our life. And if you think about it just a little bit, Jesus is more than just a metaphor. But in that particular statement, it is a metaphor, you know. And we understand that metaphor. But it's also really. Now, it's been hot this week. And usually when it's hot, there's a reason, you know, there's a fire, or the sun is hot, and I think that's the reason why it was hot. But in this short message, I don't want to talk about the hot at all. I just want to concentrate on the light. So what is the light of our life? And let's go ahead and jump right into it and open our Bibles to James, the book of James. James chapter 4, and I probably ought to mention that right now, that, can you see this? This is called the Amplified Bible. Usually when I speak, that's the way I like to speak. I like to kind of, you know, make it amplified. But this Amplified Bible is God's word, not my words. But all those scholars have put it together. And if anybody, well, I won't go into that too much. Anyway, James 4, verse 14. James 4, verse 14 is, make sure I'm reading the right thing. I'm not. Yet you do not know the least thing about what may happen tomorrow. I like that. Do you know what's going to happen tomorrow? You may think you do, but you don't know the least thing about what may happen tomorrow. What is the nature of your life? You are really but a wisp of vapor or a puff of smoke or a mist that is visible for a little while and then disappears into thin air. Even if you live 80 or 90 or 100 years, you're really going to poop out, you know, because this is the nature of human life. Now, the title of this message, or the set, is sermonette, is Jesus should be the light of our life. That is a metaphor. That is a metaphor. That simply means that we can really see or understand something only through the perspective of Jesus Christ. If you're trying to see things on your own, if you think, well, I'm pretty educated, I have a degree or whatever, you know, you're missing the point. Because unless you're seeing things through the perspective of Jesus Christ, you are missing the point. Now, the title was, Jesus should be the light of our life. That's a metaphor that simply means that we can really see or understand, because Jesus, through the indwelling of God's Holy Spirit within us, allows us to really understand whatever we're thinking about. But sometimes it goes to our head and we think we know something. We don't. We don't. Now let's go to Job 14. I want to go back to the Old Testament, to Job 14. And remember, I'm reading it from the Amplified Bible, because the Amplified Bible does not have everything just in order. I have markers. See? It says number two. Okay, Job 14, and I want to read verses 1 and 2. Job 14, verse 1. Man, who is born of a woman, is of a few days and full of trouble. He had to put that on, full of trouble. Doesn't say full of happy, everything is going great. It says man who is born of woman or human, is of a few days and full of trouble. Number two, or verse two, he comes forth like a flower. Aren't flowers beautiful when they burst open? They're beautiful. And then withers. He flees also like a shadow and continues not. So all of us, you know, most of us, I know some of you may have had a tough birth. It's hard to remember that. But we come forth, and when our moms, hold us in their arms, they think there's nothing more beautiful in the whole world, you know? I remember a mom. Oh, she shook her head. But she was happy. She was happy when our kids were born. And I remember, even though it hurt, she was happy. So, let's go on. Job is simply telling the truth. Most humans nowadays don't even get to 100, do they? And when you get beyond 80, you realize that human lifetime is really not all that much. So should we complain? That's what some people do. Express our honest anxiety, misery, or do something else. And I suggest that we do something else. So let's go to some other verses in God's Word. See how God, both Father and Son, want us to think about the time we have. Let's go to 1 John. We go all the way from Job, all the way to the back of the Bible. 1 John 2. Sure glad I marked this, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to get there quick. 1 John 2, verse 17 says, and the world passes away. So it's not just you and me. It's not just us that is going to be finished. The world passes away and disappears. And with it, the forbidden cravings of passionate desires. Isn't that a neat exemplification of what humans want? Get so excited. I want this and I want that. Those are passionate desires. Not all bad, but some are. Forbidden cravings, lust. But he who does the will of God and carries out his purposes, God's purposes, in this life abides or will remain forever. You know, that's a promise. That's a promise that I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to it a whole lot more now than I was when I was 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 or 60. You know, even... So, moving right along. Let's go to Psalm 102. Psalm 102. And that's right before Psalm 102, verses 26 and 27. Psalm 102, on the same theme, they shall perish. What? All the physical stuff shall perish. But you shall remain and endure. Yes, all of them, all the stuff, shall wear out and become old like a garment, like clothing. And then the writer of this particular psalm says, you shall change them, meaning the Father and the Son. God shall change them. They'll wear out. All this physical stuff will wear out. And you, God, shall change them, and they shall be changed and pass away. You know, Jesus created it. He spoke, and it existed. He can make it go away. Okay. And coming to the end of our message, let's go to Hebrews 13. We want to finish up in a positive way. Positive way. Hebrews 13. And you notice that I'm, like you, turning my pages. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Hebrews 13, verse 8 says, I know you all know this, but I want to read it. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is always the same yesterday, today, and even forever. Jesus Christ is the same. Everything else is going the way of all flesh. It's all gonna change. I want to be changed. Don't you want to be changed? Yeah, I know you do. You want to be changed. But it's all going to go away. So, since Jesus is the light of our life, and truly the light of the whole world, because Jesus remains the same forever, as we read, let's conclude with 1 Corinthians 14. Sorry, I have to read it. Have to, then I'll sit down. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15. 1 Corinthians 14. Then what am I to do? Since I know all this physical stuff is going to end, what shall I do? Well, I'll tell you what I want us all to do. I will pray with my spirit, that is, by the power of the Holy Spirit that is within me. But I will also pray intelligently. When we read truth and we understand it, we don't want to just cast it aside. We want to think about it intelligently with my mind and understanding, because that's why God gave it to us. I will sing with my spirit by the Holy Spirit, which is it within us, but I will also sing intelligently with my mind and understanding also.